Hey, today I'm talking about tefillah scaling. Basic rule of tefillah scaling is anything that's made from metal or glass, which is made for the preparation or the consumption of food that a Jewish person gets that would originally had belonged to someone who's not Jewish, needs to have tefillah scaling. Okay, that's the general rule. We're going to be talking about a whole group of items, where there's a question, some kind of a question as to whether they do or don't need tefillah. Okay. Now today we're in the hashgacha practicum world. So today it's going to be everything's going to be shortened with less of the details. And what I'm going to talk about are all these are the topics I'm going to talk about, and the chapters you could find them in the Sefer. So the whole bottom line is 7 or 8 topics. And the different chapters, we could find them if you want to look them up. So I'll do a little bit of detail on it, but not very much, and surely not with the Maror Mekaymes to it. So if you want to see more, that's where you got to go. Okay, so our first topic is China and Teflon. Okay, now China and Teflon have something in common. That is, there's more than one layer to what it's made out of. one layer needs tefillah, and one layer does not need tefillah. In China, the base material is cheres. You can pick one over here if you want to see it. You can see it yourself. If you look really carefully sideways, you look at at the edges, that the base material is cheres, that does not need tefillah, and it has a coating, which is glass, which does need tefillah. Okay, that's one example. And the opposite example is Teflon, Teflon, the base material is metal, which needs tefillah, but the coating is a man-made material, it's a Teflon, or some kind of a coating, and that inherently would not need tefillah. Okay, so the question is, does this thing need tefillah or doesn't need tefillah? It has two different layers on it. Okay, one does and one doesn't. In fact, there's a Gemara about it. But the question depends on many different factors that we're actually not going to talk about. And they are, what the Gemara calls it, should we go tefillah soya basa soifai? Should we say hakol chalachachar maimid? Should we say, oh, certain coatings are not really there, they're not functional, they're just lanoi. A coating, maybe it depends if the coating's on one side or on two sides. Maybe it depends on which coatings touch the food. Maybe it depends how thick the coatings are. Maybe when we look in the Poskim, when they talk about coatings, they weren't talking about the same as us. It was a whole different world. Okay, there's a lot to discuss about that. It was in chapter 7. lots to talk about that. So we're not going to talk about that. But we're not going to take all those details. But based on all these different things, most people assume, including Sirsi, Rafelski thought like that, Rabbi Forrest, you should do tefillah for China, but tefillah without a bracha. Okay, that's for China. Most people assume, and that's what Sirsi would tell you, and that's what we do, that it needs tefillah, but tefillah without a bracha. About Teflon, it's a little not so clear. Okay, what to do with things that are made for Teflon is not so clear. The two more extreme positions, there's three possibilities. The two more extreme ones are easier to justify. Either you should say that it should be completely do tefillah with a bracha, 100% regular tefillah with a bracha, or the opposite, that no tefillah is required. Those are two positions that are easier to justify. But in Lamaisa, the thing that makes the most sense is probably the compromise, which happens a lot in tefillah scaling, which is do tefillah without a bracha. Okay? It's for whatever reason, just because the way tefillah works is that why not do tefillah and why make a bracha? So in lots of cases when you end up being unsure or not clear what you're supposed to do, the answer is tefillah without a bracha. Okay. Now, the more simple case in both of these, China and Teflon, another layered material is something called porcelain enamel. I don't have time, I'm not here on my screen. A porcelain enamel, particularly see it in pots. Those are the kind of pots that are, they look like pots, they have a bright color, they're blue or green or yellow, or different kinds of colors that they are to them. And the reason why they have these colors, the reason why what they are is, the term porcelain enamel means steel, which is coated with glass. It's not just coated with glass, it's not like they just put a layer onto the left side of China, they actually put it back into the kiln with the glass on it, and it fuses together to give new properties. Okay, it doesn't smash. If you hit it with a hammer, it won't break like glass would break. It has all kinds of special properties that neither the steel or the glass had before. It's called porcelain enamel. And they made that white or blue or red, all kinds of interesting colors.
So regular porcelain, not porcelain.
No. The word regular porcelain means cheres. It's just a version of cheres. Okay, now sometimes they use the word porcelain when they really mean porcelain enamel. You go into, so you're buying a porcelain pot. It's not porcelain pot. It's a porcelain enamel pot. But the word porcelain is a kind of cheres. But porcelain enamels is a made-up term, and it refers to these kind of materials, like the inside of your oven is made of porcelain enamel also.
Porcelain enamel is not porcelain with enamel. It's something else.
No, it's right. Porcelain, those two are separately both mean cheres, but porcelain enamel is this special material. It's like the top of your stovetop, or the inside of your oven is made out of it also.
What is it, both separately is cheres?
Enamel is cheres, and porcelain is cheres. If each of those things gets them. But it's a made-up term that puts them together. They're called porcelain enamel. So porcelain enamel is, over here, it's easy to decide what needs tefillah, because both layers need tefillah, okay? The metal and the glass, both of them need tefillah. So, you know, memorial structure we have it, unless sometimes the porcelain enamel pots have Teflon on the inside, then you're back to the Teflon question. But the etzem, porcelain enamel, is the easiest of these things we're talking about. It has many layers, it has two layers, but both layers are chayiv in tefillah. Okay. Next. Disposable pans, okay? Disposable pans. There, guess what? There are again three opinions about what to do with the disposable pans. The most straightforward one is what Rabbi Yashiv says and Rabbi Shachter said, which was you need tefillah. It's a pot. It's made out of metal. It's a metal. A little question whether aluminum needs tefillah, but we assume that it does. It's metal. It's used for cooking. You put the food right into it. So the most straightforward position is that, of course, it needs tefillah. Well, why not? What's different about it? Okay. The opposite extreme is from Daim Weiss in Minchas Yitzchak, who says in Hilchos Tumah v'Tayra, things that are disposable don't count as kelim. And since he holds, and there are many hold, that the halachas of Tumah v'Tayra and the halachas of tefillah's kelim are connected to each other, meaning things that are not kelim for Tumah v'Tayra are also not kelim for tefillah's kelim. So he says it's not a kli. Okay, in Hilchos Tumah v'Tayra, this would not be considered a kli. So therefore, in Hilchos Tefillah's kelim, it's not a kli either. If it's not a kli, it doesn't have to be tefillah, because it's not a kli. So he says you don't have to tefillah at all. Okay, so again, the initial assumption would be, everyone would guess, like Rabbi Yashiv says, or Shechter says, it's a kli. And the opposite is also very understandable, which is, it's not a kli altogether, in Hilchos Tumah v'Tayra, it's not a kli, so if it's Tefillah's kelim, it's not a kli either. Okay, the third one is the one that's the hardest to understand, and that says if you're going to use it once, then you don't have to tie it. But if you use it a bunch of times, then if you plan to use it a bunch of times, then you do have to tie it. That shita, I heard it from a few different people, of all Talmidim of Rav Moshe, who all said it from Rav Moshe, okay? Rav Heinemann, Rabbi First, Rav Bluth, all said it in the name of Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe told them that it depends on what you do, okay? It's hard to understand what that means. Somehow the person's decision, whether I'm going to use it many times or a few times, makes it yes, disposable or not disposable. Somehow that... Because when I bought it, it's a disposable clay. It's not a clay. In Dine Tumah v'Tayra, it's not a clay. So now, if I change my mind, now I make it into a clay. So at the most, you're going to say is, so I made it into a clay, as we're going to hear a story about that later. I made it into a clay. So it wasn't from... I bought it from a guy, a piece of metal. What I bought from a guy was not a clay. So now, the fact that I changed my mind, how could my changing my mind make a difference anyhow? So there's old people said things like maybe it's like Breira, it's decided that some of them are going to be used many times, all kinds of things like that. And what's harder to understand is Rav Moshe in the tshuva is a the tshuva where he says that doesn't need to have tefillah. Okay, so most people seriously for sure, and I believe most people do what Daim Weiss says, which is they say you don't need to tefillah at all. Again, there are people who follow this other sheet, which says depending on how many times you're going to use it. But we tell people, and I think that's, in my mind, that's what most people do, is that they don't type in the middle. Okay. Next, electrical devices. Okay, now, the people who make electrical devices will tell you that you should not put them into water. Don't submerge them into water, okay? And there are all kinds of technical reasons why. It's actually worthwhile to know them, but we're not going to talk about them today. There are technical reasons why that's correct, but it's going to ruin the kli. And, of course, many of the people who buy them don't want to tefillah them for the same reason. They're not evil. They just don't want it. The manufacturer says, you put it into water, you're going to ruin it, so they don't want to ruin it. So there's two thoughts as to given why you shouldn't have to tefillah. Okay? The first one was, they said, maybe this is considered a kli that's asur l'shamash makarka. And a kli that's asur l'shamash makarka is not makabel tumah, and therefore it's not chai to be tefillah. What does that mean? This osur shamash in a karka is a two-step point. One is, anything that's osur shamash in a karka is not makabel tumah. Things that are meant to be used with the ground are not makabel tumah. And if we compare Tevilas Kelim to Tumah V'Taira, then we say, just like it's not Mekabel Tumah, so it's not Chayim Tevilas Kelim Mila. That's step one. Step two is to say that since it's electrical, therefore it's automatically also Shamash Makarka, because you have to plug it in. You can't use it not attached to the ground. Okay, so the first step is to say that also Shamash Makarka makes a difference for Tevilas Kelim. And then the second step is to say, things have to be plugged in or automatically, also Shamash Makarka. This is all the way to use it unless you plug it into the ground. Okay, so Chacham Sonnen speaks about it. Chacham Sonnen says this rule of also Shamash Makarka, that rule that Asim Shamash Makarka only means is if it's a thing that has absolutely no functionality unless it's attached to the ground. But if it has some kind of functionality, even if it's not the ikar thing that you do with it, if it has some kind of a functionality to it, then that's not considered Asim Shamash Makarka. Asim Shamash Makarka means there's nothing to do with it if you don't have it attached to the ground. So let's say you have an electric pot. Okay? An electric pot. And the only way you work it is it's not a pot you put onto the fire. A pot you have to plug in to make it work. The only way to make it work is you plug it in. That's true, but that's the ikka kavana. But you can do other things with that. Otherwise, you can keep your food into it. You know, there are things you could do with it that are not imakarka. And therefore, Chacham Sonnen says, those things, that doesn't count. That doesn't count to be called asur shamash makarka, even if it's a sum of a taira. Okay, from a different angle, the one who's most famous for suggesting that you don't have to title Kalim because there are such electrical things, because there are also Shamash Makarka, is Chalkos Yaakov. He's the one who's most famous for having proposed such a shita. And if you look in his tshuvas, he actually says, the only time I'm saying this possibility is for an immersion heater. Okay, that's his example. An immersion heater is something you plug into the wall, and the other end there's a coil of like metal, and you stick it into water, and it boils up the water. He says, the immersion heater has absolutely no use if it's not attached to the ground. There's nothing to do with this thing. It's just a piece of metal. He says, but if it would be something else, like a pot or a kettle or something like that, so even though you're supposed to plug it in, the thing is meant to be attached to the ground. But it has some use when it's not attached to the ground, like the Chacham Sonnen says. And other uses, so he says, that's for sure not also Shamash Makarka. So maybe he could be Mako, maybe he would be Mako by a toaster. Okay, what could he do with a toaster except for plug it into the ground? Okay, and in his case, his specific case is an immersion heater. But to say that, to even the ones who want to be Mako like this, have a very limited scope of cases that it is, and Ramosha and Diane Weiss both say that it's not true, they indirectly say it, and Ravosna specifically talks about this sheet that should be also Shamash Makarka, and they don't buy it. Okay, they don't, this is not so accepted to think that electrical devices should be also Shamash Makarka, and again, even the ones who would think that it is, it's only for very specific cases, not for the bulk of electrical things it's not going to work for. Okay? But there's a second reason, which many people do agree with. In fact, it's the serious position. And that's like this. It's based on something that is in, the Shlomo Zalman says, Rabbi Schwartz from Shabbat said the same basic idea, but it comes from Shlomo Zalman like this. The Rama says that if you have a kli which is owned b'shutfis of a yid negoy, you don't have to title it. Okay, you could use it without titling it. So most people who look at that din think that the din means is since it's owned by a yid negoy, it's not chayv tila. If it's not chayv tila, so I can use it without titling it. It's like nothing. It's just not something that's not chayv tila. The shach says that's not pshat. It's not that it's not. It really is chayv tila because a yid owns it. If a yid owns it, it's chayv tila. He says, but what's going to happen is, every time you title it, you're chayvin tefillah again. As soon as you pull it out of the mikvah, it's chayv again, because a goy has a chelik in it. And the fact that you're using the kli that now came from the goy, sort of to the yid, it's chayvin tefillah again. So it's physically impossible, because every time you're going to title it, as soon as you pull it out of the water, it's chayvin tefillah again. So the shach says, so it's not that it's not chayvin tefillah, it's just not possible to do tefillah. That's what the shach says. So now the question on that is, so it's not possible to do tefillah. So why do I use it? It's chayv, you're saying it's chayv in tefillah. Again, when you read the din, you assume it means it's not chayv in tefillah. He says, no, it's chayv in tefillah. It's chayv in tefillah, so why do I use it? So to that, Rosham Salman says, what it means is like this. The chayv to tevil things is a mitzvah midraisa, to tevil kelim. And this has that chayv midraisa. But there's an issur d'rabbanan that if you have a kli that's chayv in tefillah, you can't use it until you do tefillah's kelim. That's an issur d'rabbanan. That's not an issur midraisa. That's Issa Midrabbanan. It's like eating, if you didn't do Kisi Adam. Nothing. You have a mitzvah to Kisi Adam. If you don't do the mitzvah, you're a bad boy. But there's nothing to do with it. Over here, there's an Issa Midrabbanan. Don't use it. Why the Chacham made that rule? Because they want to encourage people to do Tevilas Kelim. They say, don't use it. You can't use it until you do Tevilas Kelim. That Issa Midrabbanan only makes sense when it's physically possible. when it's not possible to do Tzvios Kelim, Chazal are not going to impose on you this punishment and say, you can't use your clay until you do Tzvios Kelim. But I can't do Tzvios Kelim. It's not possible. If I can't do it, okay, if I can't do it, so why should we bother punishing you and telling you you can't do it? So they let you off the hook. So the Chiyuv Deraisa is, you're like an oinus on the Deraisa. You can't do the Mitzvah Deraisa. And the Issa Derabbanan to use it doesn't apply to you because you're not possible. There's no way for you to do it.
Doesn't the Mitzvah Deraisa only become active when if I use it? If I have a
cleat
I don't use, I have a
cleat with a mitzvah
deraisa also.
So you're saying is if I have a cup, it's not chayav until I'm about to drink, then I quickly dunk it into the mikvah. That's
it's like I've got an act saying if there's a mirror, it says like
it's a cleat that I plan to use. I have to title it, knowing that I'm going to use it in a minute. For now, I have to title
it. The guy that's the guy that mentioned it. He planned to use it and didn't use it. He didn't use it in the end. Is there anything? Is there a mitzvah?
I don't know. I guess not. I guess he wasn't over on anything because he never came to the mice using it. But it's like saying, well, I'm gonna I don't know how to say it.
So I think that's correct. So really, it's still, you can still say that there's an issur, there's a law on using it. But if I, but on the deraisa end, it's still, I'm a kind of mevatel the mitzvah when if I use it, right? So there is an element of deraisa to using it.
I'm being mevatel the mitzvah deraisa, right? But on that, I'm an oinus on that. There's nothing I can do about the issa deraisa. I can't teufel it. It's not possible because as soon as I dunk it in, I'm gonna have to teufel it again. That's the shachas coming from that. Right? I can't do the mitzvah deraisa. So you can't hold me responsible for not doing the mitzvah deraisa. I can't do it. Okay, I'm in jail. I don't have a lulav. So what do you mean? I can't do it. You can't hold me responsible.
That's right. I mean, it's not what it's right. If you're honest and putting on tzitzis, I can't put on tzitzis. You're not putting on tzitzis. It's 100% with my tzitzis on campus. I'm honest and tzitzis. There's no din. I gotta not wear it.
That's in fact the din. That's in fact the din. Okay. So now that's what the shach says. Rosham Zalman says that explains what the shach means about a kli that has a shutvis. And then he says, so mamela, when we have an electrical kli, it's the same thing. If I physically can't be titled, again, because if I'm going to title it, I'm not going to have a clay. It's not going to work anymore. If I physically can't title it, so then the mitzvah deraisa, I'm an oinus on. I can't do the mitzvah deraisa. Issa derabbanan, don't use it until you title it. You say, what do you want from me? What do you want? Why the chum impose that upon me? Just like by the shutvis, they wouldn't impose that upon me and say, you can't use it because I wouldn't be able to do it anyhow. Okay? We're comparing this case of an electrical item to the case of a clay that has a shutfus of yidn goy. In both, I can't do the mitzvah deraisa, and so we say is. So then the issa derabbanan to use the clay without tefillah is also falls off. There's no issa derabbanan either.
Why can't you be tefillah
electrical clay? Physically, it's going to break.
Like a Keurig, you're talking about?
A machine. Whatever the device is that's going to break.
I mean, people do it all the time.
Well, that's a simple
idea. We're talking about electrical ones that can't be done. Now, so some people, so what I was going to conclude is that so just to summarize where we are and to sort of conclude this is, also Yishan Rosh HaMakaka, most people don't buy as a reason to not be mechayev these things in tefillah. But this reason is more mekubal, but there's different variations. Rabbi Schwartz says, if it's electrical, automatically don't type it. Okay? If you call up the CRC, you call up the phone, and they say, I have something electrical, before you get the words out of your mouth, you don't have to type it. Let me give it to what it is. Okay? And some people take a little bit more nuanced approach, and they say let's look at the thing. Some of the things that are electrical, the manufacturer says don't put into water, but it's okay, and you let it just dry out for a couple of days or a couple of weeks, and it'll be perfectly fine. As you mentioned,
your immersion blender, the CRC saying they don't have to type it.
What do you think?
An immersion blender, a heater, they don't have to
type it. An immersion
heater, what?
So you say, yeah,
the electrical, I mean, you gotta look at something.
That's a good question. That's a good question. Of course.
Yeah, because
you have to be tabled the whole cleat. When you're tabled, you have to tabled the whole cleat.
Right. So
what's the problem?
The
nothing's going to happen to it. Right. So you're hitting a most extreme example. But there are cases in the middle of it even also where plenty of people have tabled things. My feeling's gone through, I don't know how many sandwich makers, and we've tabled them. No, they last for a very long time. We dry them out for a couple of weeks, and they last long enough. And if they would break, they wouldn't make it at all. Okay. Let's do one more thing, and then you'll tell me if I should stop or finish. We'll go on from there. Okay.
Is that a chiddush that he's saying? Or that's a better question?
He's explaining the shach. The shach, the first, the chiddush.
No. We find other people that the chiddush is like an iser mideraisa to use the kli. But everybody agrees that the Isser is only the
Rabbanan. I can't say no, but there are, yes, there are people who think that it's an Isser the Raisa to use the Kli also. Mm-hmm. That's not Mukhavar either. But when he said that it's an Isser the Rabbanan, that's pretty straightforward, understood also. The Shach is the main Chiddush, which is the Pshat in the Shutfis is right. Like this instead of like that. Once, mm-hmm. after that, the other part is a little, goes more smoothly. I think that's a, okay. Now, look at that, containers of packaged goods. Okay, right now I'm looking at it from the side of me, consumer. Okay, I buy a bottle, a jar of pickles, or a can of tuna, or a bottle of wine, and so it's glass or metal, and it's chayv in tefillah. Now it belongs to me, it belongs to a guy. I bought, you know, I don't know, whatever, Nathan's pickles. Okay, it belongs to a guy, and the jar belongs to a guy, and now I buy it and I take it to my house. Now a year, I bought a glass jar from a guy. So the question is, why am I chayv in tefillah now? Okay, so there's two reasons given why I'm not mechuyev to tefillah. Why I could take all the pickles and eat them and not be chayv in tefillah or drink the wine. And that one is, the first is from Amaral Tiskin, who said that, in fact, you're chayv to tefillah. You are mechuyev to tefillah. He says, but the chayv, you can't tefillah when the food is in it. Obviously, there's food inside of it. You can't tefillah. So you have to get the food out. He says, there's no chayv to get the food out very quickly. Take your time. So if there's 10 pickles in the jar, or there's a, I don't know, how many, 750 milliliters of wine, take your time getting it out. When you get it all out, now if you want to put something into it, you have to title it. He says, but take your time. So you can empty it slowly. I mean, take as much as you want to out of it. And after you finish that, you want to use it for food, go for it. Then go title it. That's no problem. Okay.
But then this is also relying on the same svara that I have no cleave to table it if I'm honest.
No.
Why don't I have a cleave to table it while there's food in it?
There's food in here now.
And so you have a jar right now that is being used, which has not been tabled.
Which has not been tabled, okay.
So why do you have a key to table it right now?
So, what do
the
I...
The answer is that it's taken me a few weeks till I get it ready.
Okay, that's interesting way of looking at it. That's interesting way of looking at
it. I hear his question. I mean, look, I'm using the bottle of wine, like I'm going to use it in the future, I'm going to put stuff in it, right? It's like... Why am I lying?
Right now. So what do you want me to do? So you're telling me to take everything out and then go type
it. Well, I don't want you to use it. You can't use it. You're using it now.
How am I using it? Because I'm holding my wine is sitting in the bottle.
Stuff in it, pouring from it. I don't know. However, I'm going to use it in the future. You tell me after type it.
So what do you want me to do? So say, quickly get all the wine out of it.
I want you not to use it.
So I should just leave it on the shelf? Just leave it on the shelf?
Yeah.
Well, whatever it is.
But if it sits on the shelf with all the wine in it, I'm not going to be tevil either. So if you're saying to me, take the wine out and then go tevil it. So I say, okay, I'll take the wine out of it.
Bring it back forth to the table, take wine out, you know. I might not be able to pour stuff back.
Correct. According to our discussion, you should not pour stuff back.
There's no way to ever remember it. I have a clee right now,
yes. Right? And you said before that when you have a clee, you have a clee to be tabled.
Yes.
Okay, so why don't I have a clee to be tabled right now, Friday, at whatever time it is?
So I should go with the wine inside of it?
Wait, do I have a clee to be tabled?
Yes.
Yes, okay, so what are you going to tell me? That I can't because there's food.
The food inside it.
Yeah. Okay, so then why you empty it out of the food? So you can tell me, oh, so it's an anus.
Interesting way of looking. No, because here I'm not such an anus. I can take the food out. Of course I can take it out. I'm not such an anus. Interesting. Okay, I didn't hear it like that, but I hear it. And that's what he's saying is that I can just take it. I don't have to do it quickly.
You can put stuff back in?
Yes, so he would say you can't put things back into it. So you say that's crazy. How are you letting people take food into their house? And this jar can only take things out. It's on one-way street. Okay. Now, Ramosha has this is interesting. I never looked like that. I thought it was very straightforward. Okay. But Ramosha has a different reason. He says, why not chayv in tefillah? He says, the Ramosha can say, you chayv in tefillah?
Nobody says it's disposable, by the way. Right? Nobody uses that either. It's disposable. Everybody throws out these
words. You'll hear what I'm going to say in 1 second, and then you'll tell me if you think that fits into disposable, okay? Ramosh says something along the lines of, he doesn't say disposable, he says something, a variation of that. If I remember, his riot comes from, I don't remember now.
Comes from Meister Shani?
Meister Shani, yeah. And he says, I'm saying not from a retire, from another unexpected location. And that is, he said like this. He says the you're only chayiv in tefillah for something that's food, something that's going to be used for eating and for food, like a kli that's meant for food. Like if I have a jar that I put food into, that I'm chayiv to tefillah. He says, but this is not considered a food utensil. This is a packaging material. Just a way for them to get the wine from their factory to your house. just a packaging material to get from there to there. And packaging materials are not kalem. Those are not things that are chayiv. Okay, and the Rav, so I think it was from Meister Sheni. This is not considered a food. This is not a food item. It's just sort of like tuffled to the food. It's not a kli.
It's not a kli. It's a food, actually.
What'd you say?
It's not a kli. It's a food.
Correct. So it's not like a plate that I eat on. It's like you said, it's a piece of food. It's a packaging material. And it's not chayiv in tefillah. He says, then, if I take this jar of pickles and I decide I want to put one back in, I take my bottle of wine, I want to pour some back into it, he says, so now I'm using it as a kli. I'm not using it as a packaging material anymore. He says, so who made it into a kli? The yin made it into a kli. He took a goyish piece of glass that was not a kli, and he fashioned it into a kli. Now, he didn't do anything physical to make that change. It was just a mindset. But he took something that was not a kli. He turned the thing into a kli. So the yin made it. So what's the din? What's the din if a yin makes a kli? The yin makes a kli. It's not chayiv in tefillah.
So you have to come to budget and reuse it. You
right.
Totally empty it out.
100%. When you finish, you can empty that and you could fill up with whatever you want.
Your designation is what's making it a kli.
Right. Well, the main part he's saying is the main thing he's saying is that it's not a kli coming to your house. It's not a kli coming to your house. What happens if I decide to put things into it? So he says, okay, so then you make it into a kli. That's like a side point. The main point is, what comes into your house is not chayiv tefillah kalim altogether. It's not like normal diskim, which says it's chayiv, but you have time to do it. It's not chayiv tefillah kalim altogether. So it's not chayiv tefillah kalim. So
much hope it's not makabel tumah at that stage.
I have no idea if it's makabel tumah. We're in the wrong, you know.
No, but those are it's connected. We have these right?
Right, that's correct. That should be totally. I don't remember if he talks about it, and I for sure don't know the answer. Okay. Okay. Now there's a nut. So Rav Moshe, the way we're saying it, Rav Moshe is the makel more than all diskin. Now this says it's chayiv in tefillah kalim, but you have time till you do it. And Rav Moshe is the makel to say it's not even chayiv in tefillah kalim. Okay. With enough gemina of could you put food back into it? Okay. Rav Moshe is the makel to say it's not even chayiv in tefillah kalim. Okay. So there's a possibility, I'm not 100% sure, of a case where Moshe's point will be L'chumra. Okay? I don't know that Moshe, that they don't agree with each other, these two. Each one has their own reason. But Moshe's reason would be L'kula, would be a chumra. Okay? And that, I think, is the case of the disposable spice grinders, like we have here. Okay? Now, the disposable spice grinders have two different parts to their shaila. Okay? One is, like this one, the container is glass. Okay? So the container, when it needs tefillah, is like our older shaila we had. Maybe Gemara just comes to say, I'm allowed to empty out as much clothes as I want to, or much as it's just a packaging deal. Okay. But the second part of the child to them, most of them are not glass. The second part of the child is that for some of them, the grinding mechanism is metal. Okay? It's not going to be glass. Sometimes the grinding mechanism is metal, almost never. It's very rare. We've poked around a lot of them. It's pretty rare. But if the grinding mechanism would be metal, so then, according to Gemara Diskin, you still don't have to type it, because he says, I'm allowed to empty it out. Empty it slowly until I eventually get it all out. I'm not.
Are you able to remove that mechanism and take it by itself?
It depends on the device. Well, you could for sure type it once you empty. Once you got rid of all the spices, once you finish all the spices in it, you for sure could type it. Right. Can you? Some of them you could open them up.
Even the metal discing, why don't you have to unscrew the top and be
type? Oh, okay. Okay. Depends. Some of them you could, like, these are so easy, you just unscrew the top. Mm-hmm. Other ones, you have to put in the water to get it. Yeah, it's not meant because they don't want you to refill it. They want you to buy another one. But if you go to YouTube, you'll find out how you can open them up and refill them, which we did. But for those, you have to empty it out first. So you have to get it to water first. It's all patchka right to do it. Right. So according to all this, can you be off the hook? You'd be okay. But according to Ramosha, Ramosha's saying is the thing is not a kli, and you're the one who made it into a kli. Okay, it's harder to justify that with a spice grinder that's built for you. It's not meant just to get it to your house. They built into this metal, again, this one is not metal, they built in this metal grinder for you to grind within your house to make the food ready to eat. So it's harder to say in that case, oh, they just meant that as a packaging material, it's not a kli. It's hard to say that because it is a kli. The bottom part is just a packaging material. But the top part, the grinding part of it, is a grinder. That's what I told you, a grinder attached to a packaging material. Okay, so Ramosha's case, according to Ramosha's logic, would be, in this case, seemingly, it would be a chumrah. That you would not be allowed to say is, you're not allowed to say is, this is not a chayiv in tefillah, I'm not made into a kli. No, they sold you this is the packaging material, that's not chayiv in tefillah scale, but this, if it was metal, this is chayiv. They sold you a grinder stuck on top of your thing. So according to, they want to think that, what it is. Okay, so I was going to talk about, I'm going to stop here, because till now we talked about all the things having to do with tefillah scale, having to do with consumers, okay? The next half, which we're not going to have time for, I see we're not having time for, is from the businesses and manufacturers, if they have reasons to, when, if they would potentially be chayav in Tzilus Kelim. Okay, we'll say that, Richard, we'll do that next time.